Now, an immediate pay rise of 25% for all hospital staff. That's the proposal from Leitrim Independent Councillor Des Gochian, who in part, I suppose, has been responding to the latest figures showing severe overcrowding, continued severe overcrowding at Sligo Hospital, more patients on trolleys than ever. Councillor Gochian has been praising what he calls the heroics of the staff at Sligo University Hospital, and he says, were it not for them, he would be a cripple. Good morning to you, Councillor.
Good morning,
and thanks for joining us. Well, first of all, 25% for all staff you're talking about, that's a very hefty rise.
Well, there's no point in beating about the bush. I was a witness to what happened there in Sligo from the 1st of March and for 6 weeks afterwards. And there's no use in people, and a lot of people have praised, people I talk to have praised, and even the patients that were there with me were full of praise of the treatment we all got. And there's no use in saying, you're great lads, like, keep it up, without having something very substantial and concrete. So there has to be a major investment in health, and particularly in the staff of a hospital like Sligo Hospital. Because they, as you said there in the introduction, heroics is what they were doing. They were working far and above and beyond the call of duty, and they were doing brilliant work, and they cared for everybody and cared for them very well.
Okay, so what did you experience? Apart from this, you were there when you were admitted through the emergency department. You were there, as many people were in the past week or so, there for a long time, 16 hours.
Yes,
before you got admitted.
I was, but I was extremely glad to get in, even if it was only on a trolley for a start as a first step. But then once they got going, I'll tell you, I got first-class treatment. But I'll go back and say that, you know, I had already, before the 1st of March, I had already spent 3 months in crippling pain, you know, a discitis in the back, which is a severe infection. And only I got an MRI scan in Sligo, which revealed that it was discitis, I would be a cripple today, and I know that. So I owe them a terrible amount. I owe the MRI staff in particular, and the scientists who made up the drip, I owe them an awful lot, and I certainly owe an awful lot to the ordinary staff, the nurses and doctors and so on, within the hospital itself.
So, having been there and serious medical condition that you're dealing with, your thoughts are that, what, staff are overworked, underpaid, to say the very least?
Exactly. They're run off their feet. And my fear would be this, that, you know, with the non-stop pressure at work and COVID and things like that within the hospital, these people are not only caring for the patients in the hospital, but they have to care for people at home. And I fear that there would be a severe burnout among scientists, doctors, nurses and so on. And that they've got to be relieved. They've got to get more staff. They need much better conditions of work. And, here's an important one, I think, because the hospitals have been all run down because people who qualified as nurses and doctors were going abroad. Now, my thoughts on a 25% increase would be to bring back a lot of these staff. And, we politicians, we have a duty to join together and insist that a pay of... Now, I think 25% is very modest. A pay increase of that would be a start. And to open up the beds, and there must be a substantial increase in all investment in hospitals right around the country. Because otherwise, the danger is that the whole health service could collapse unless this urgent action is takes place.
Okay, well, not everybody agreeing that their 25% is a modest increase. Lots of questions come in. First of all, 25% rise for whom within the hospital staff? Is it all staff, or are you excluding doctors and consultants, or how?
I would start with the MRI scan people. I would start with the scientists who do a tremendous job in the background, and the nurses and doctors. They're the frontline staff, as far as I'm concerned. They're the people who really, really keep the place going. And that's what I would be urging anyway. And I'll just say that I got good support at Leitrim County Council when I brought this motion forward. And one councillor said in my experience of the hospital, he said, I would give 100%, not 25%, but 100% to the staff.
Yeah, but in relation to that, councillor, and your own experience, your experience or your opinions are coloured somewhat by a frightening personal experience. Is that fair to say? So 25% not really realistic as a pay increase.
Yeah, I think it is, because they are the front, they're the absolute frontline staff. And if the hospitals begin to fail for lack of numbers or for people being, you know, not able to continue due to the pressure of work and burnout and all of that, then we will have an awful crisis in the country. So I'm just giving a warning, a timely warning, that this has to be faced up to, and 25% would be very small in the end if the hospital system began to fail. Because people, it's a vital service. We cannot say otherwise. It's totally vital. And we are depending on the goodwill and the hard work of all of these people. And they are the people who are definitely keeping the country going.
Other people agreeing investment is needed, but not by way of a 25% pay increase. It's more staff that's needed, more beds. That's where the money should go. How would you respond to that?
Well, as I've said, definitely there is need for more staff. But as I said there, we need to bring back home some of those who have gone abroad seeking better pay and conditions. And 25% would, I think, help to close the gap anyway and encourage some of them to come back. And they would be the extra staff then. And there better facilities are needed and even more, open up more beds.
Right, OK. They're doing their job, says someone else. They're getting paid for what they're expected to do. Again, what would be responsible?
You know, I think that's very easy. You know, it's true they're doing their job, and they're more than doing their job, and they're doing it with a great will. I've heard people thank them, and I thank them myself. And they said that we're only doing our job. But they also said, well, you know, that they were quite happy to do so. Now, that cannot continue forever, because I know for sure that after 2 years of this COVID and all of the threats that are going on there, they have to wear masks daily. And, you know, they have to be extremely careful, washing their hands and so on. Now, we cannot take that for granted. And I think if we did not give them something, at least 25%, I think it would be taking them for granted. And, you know, it'd be a cheap way out of it, but a very dear way in the long run.
OK, I don't know if it'll be a cheap way out of it. A final question, Councillor. If it were the case that you were to give them at least 25%, the floodgates would open. Everybody else would be looking for similar pay rises across the country.
So.
We can't afford that.
No, I don't think so. They are very much in the front line. They're, you know, one nurse, a senior nurse, said to me in the hospital, any morning that we start out, we don't know who we're going to have. We don't know if we're going to have a full staff in or some will be missing, you know, and so on. So it's definitely needed. And the gap has to be filled. And a lot of the nurses and doctors were filling in gaps that were left by the absence of others. And they did so willingly, but they cannot continue. It's not reasonable, in my opinion, to expect them to continue to do so for maybe a year or so ahead.
Councillor Des Guckian, thanks for being with us this morning. Leitrim Independent Councillor Des Guckian there. Do you agree with his proposal or not? At least a 25% increase for hospital staff, not all hospital staff, as he said. Somebody says, need clarification on this. Is it 25% also for GPs, even those who are not even seeing patients? Does the councillor not feel that he'd be shutting the country down? What about all other frontline staff that have been forgotten? Do they not deserve such a pay increase as well? Do the MRI in Sligo University Hospital is run by a private company. The private company gets well paid, says this person. Someone else says, neither agree the hospital staff did and are still doing a wonderful job in relation to COVID and meeting all other challenges. But I'm fed up listening to the INMO, the Irish Nurses and Midwives, at their conference and the teachers' conference stating that they can't survive with their wages due to the high rise in the cost of living. The Defence Forces are the lowest paid of the public service, and there's no politician speaking out on their behalf. Pay our Defence Forces as they are members of families, frontline workers and taxpayers also.